This is All Things Considered on VPR. I'm Alex Keefe. When the Vermont legislature reconvenes next week, its first order of business will be to do something that's usually left to voters. It'll choose the state's next governor. Thanks to a constitutional quirk, lawmakers will get the final say because no candidate got a majority of popular votes on Election Day. Vermont is the only state in the country with this kind of system. Here to discuss how it's going to go down next week and the history of our unique electoral process is John Bloomer. He's the Secretary of the State Senate and a former state senator himself. Secretary Bloomer, welcome.
Yep, good afternoon.
So my understanding is that when Vermonters wake up next Thursday morning, January 8th, they don't know who the next governor is going to be. But by the afternoon, whoever it is will be giving his inaugural address. So help us understand what exactly happens in between, civically speaking.
Well, generally, on Wednesday, the House and the Senate appoint what's called a canvassing committee. It's members from each district, Senate district or House district, and they are supposed to go and review the results from the elections. They then look at the tabulations from the Secretary of State's office. That's the afternoon of Wednesday. Then Thursday morning, there's a joint assembly where that report is given. And if there is not a majority vote for the governor, then there is an election from the 180 legislators. And that would occur sometime around 10:15 or so on Thursday morning. At that point, there would be an election by the 180 legislators. That can take some time. It could take anywhere from half an hour and a half.
And then after that, we have a governor?
Well, you have a understood governor. The governor himself would be sworn in the afternoon at 1:30.
So since November, when Governor Peter Shumlin barely won the popular vote over Republican Scott Milne, we've heard a lot of people saying lawmakers would be deciding this race by a secret vote. That's the term we've heard. But you take issue with this term, I gather.
Well, I don't think it's considered a secret vote. It's by ballot. Constitutionally, it's required to be done by ballot. No different than yours or my ballot. In the general election, we go in and we're in a booth and we fill out a ballot. And it's clear that the Constitution requires it to be a ballot. It's not a voice vote. It's not a roll call, which are two other means of doing it. The Constitution is very clear. It chooses the word ballot. No different than when you vote in the general election, you go into the voting booth and you fill out your written ballot. You have every right to come out and say what you did, but you don't have any obligation, and there's no way that the legislature or those at the polls can force you to declare who you voted for.
As I mentioned, Secretary, Vermont is unique in having this kind of structure for electing governors if there's no majority in the popular vote. Also, I should say lieutenant governors and treasurers. Can you give us a sense of the history of why this is set up this way?
When you look back at the historical context, whether it's the U.S. Constitution or whether it's the Vermont Constitution, there's lots of things that do change and some things that don't, but the historical significance, it's similar when we did the original United States Constitution. The senators were elected by the legislatures, and it wasn't a popular vote, and that's changed over time. And so the original reason for doing some of these things may be lost, the explicit reason, but the overall reason is to create some kind of legitimacy in our leaders, whether they be governors or senators or representatives.
Has there ever been any serious effort to get rid of this legislative election system?
It's come up about every decade. I mean, our Constitution is somewhat difficult to amend. It's on a four-year cycle. There were a number back in, I think it was 2000. And this year, actually, you can propose a constitutional amendment. The ones in the past, I mean, you have different options. You have to be sort of careful as to what you want to use instead. I mean, as an example, you could go to a straight plurality. If you did that, if there's more than three or four candidates running, you could have a governor elected by 10 or 20 or 30%, which would then potentially create an issue as to legitimacy. So there's different ways of looking at it, and over time there have been different approaches. None of them have gone through the full process, and we've retained the system that you're going to see next Thursday.
We've been talking with John Bloomer, the Secretary of the Vermont State Senate, about next week's gubernatorial election, this time by state lawmakers. Secretary Bloomer, thanks for the time.
Thank you.